a conflict widely being spread over the country since this morning. It is the third day of the truce, widely reported from Al-Fashir and also reported from Zelenje, Darfur. And I can confirm here from Khartoum, where I'm living, many parts of this capital trigger a conflict since this morning, being used on all these conflicts, airstrike. I can hear that everywhere, and heavily gunned. So yes, the conflict being renewed today, despite the ceasefire agreement, despite the continuation of suffering of the people.
When you and I spoke earlier this week about the beginning of the ceasefire, you were optimistic that things were moving in the right direction. What happened?
Yes, when this agreement being signed, not only me optimistic, I can see all the people are very happy because this two party given them some hopes. So I was optimistic because of the good reason. Number one, the parties offered their commitment to implement this agreement as it is. And international community put its heavy weight behind this agreement and put a pressure, actual pressure, on the parties to get this agreement implemented. So yes, and I still see there is a good reason for this two party to allow the people to get their life continuing. That's never been a case, sadly. And never been a case, I think, and I believe, because of one of these parties made a huge U-turn and shows how it's not ready for an agreement. And this is very concerning.
Who is responsible for the renewed fighting? Is it both sides? Is this the Sudanese army or the rapid response forces?
Certainly, that is a good question. I think there is a problem, and I can also say that is a crisis inside the Sudanese army. A major division is going on that organization. And I think it's a very complicated division. The Islamists exist, the Egyptians exist, some commands exist, and that's made all this chaos. I don't believe that Burhan has overall control over this organization. So consequences of this chaos, I think they cannot give any assurance that they are going to implement any agreement they've been part of it.